ready to go.
I'm ready. Eddie. For show number 11.
No, you're not ready for show number 11. You're ready for show number 12.
My bad.
Rock and roll, 12.
Because number 11 was not actually like a sit-down radio show.
It wasn't. Do you remember show number 11?
Not much.
Maybe that's our problem.
No, I actually do remember it, and I think I look a lot more trashed in the pictures than I actually am.
I think that was a fantastic show, considering the fact we probably should have really taped about 2 hours before we started taping.
Yeah.
According to the people that did not venture into the room, there was a lot of other people at the party that didn't...
participate in the singing.
Yeah. They stayed in the living room far away. And according to them, it definitely...
Well, there's only so much room, I mean, really, in here anyway.
In my bedroom. No, you can stack people on twos.
Some people aren't comfortable with that.
They're not.
But anyway, so the people in the living room.
They had opinions. The show didn't sound as good as it wound up sounding. They said the song wasn't as good from inside the living room as it wound up being classic. It was amazing.
We knew how great it sounded, though. That's right, in the eye of the storm.
I'm going to apologize in advance. I got some snot thing going on right now. So this whole show, I'm going to be like...
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, did you hear that whistle?
Kalina.
My nose did?
I don't know. Can you do it again?
I inhaled. That's awesome. I thought it would make a backwards noise.
A backwards noise? What does a backwards noise sound like?
Scar cab. That's the word backwards, I think. Is it?
Backwards would be...
My name's Neil Oak. Dab. Hello. Yeah.
Ow. Ow. That was a little piece of cotton.
She hit me. Actually, it hurt because I'm wearing this, pure diamond necklace that
pure diamond
spiced my bosom, spiked my bosom.
I'm not even gonna help you out with this because I want to watch you flounder.
Poked my bosom,
pizzazzed your bosom upward.
It poked it. It's not okay. There's a booger that's just getting in the way of breathing patterns. So I gotta...
Yeah, apparently 5 minutes ago, Colleen got out like the biggest, hardest booger ever that actually caused her pain.
Oh man,
I don't really experience boogers like that out here. In New York.
Yeah, but I'm not a nose picker unless I have the tissue, and I just shove that thing up there. But basically,
it's like the polite nose pick.
Yeah, but it's still a nose pick. People still look at you in the train, being like, "We know what you're doing."
Yeah.
You
I try to be like
your arm
about
up
it.
There.
I try to like whenever I try to pick moments on the train where I know the train is going to be noisy. So like. When the door is open and people are getting on and off and there's lots of commotion, that's when I choose to blow.
Oh, blow your nose.
Or anything.
You're gonna say, or pick.
Or pick.
Like, oh, it's so loud, no one's gonna hear me, because you rustle around and it's
well,
like...
Well, but people are also moving and getting up and, you know...
Yeah.
It's not like when everybody's just sitting there staring at each other as you're, like,
waiting.
Passing between stops.
Yeah. Have you ever had it that you blow your nose and the person next to you gets really freaked out and, like, leaves?
I was sick and I had like a really bad cough and I like had like a coughing fit where I couldn't stop coughing.
Mm.
And so I freaked some people out with that. And understandably, I would have been freaked out at myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when like you started like, you know, your hair fell out in clumps and you're like, oh shit, I'm sorry guys. Sorry.
My arm fell off.
It's just a cold. It's
my
just
nose
a cold.
Fell off.
Yeah.
Actually, I had that's a very convenient segue that you make there, Colleen.
Is it?
Because I have...
To what? I don't want to know what, do I?
I have a really interesting subway story, and I don't know if it's sad or hilarious. I mean, I really thought it was hilarious at the time, but it's kind of sad at the same time, too.
I'll be the judge.
But it was so hard for me not to laugh at the time.
Okay, I've got a notebook, and I'm going to write sad or hilarious in chapstick, because that seems to be the only thing. Okay.
So...
I got it.
Okay, so the sad thing is that it involves a homeless guy, right? And, you know...
Hilarious!
Let's try not to make too much fun of the homeless,
but... Oh, you're not done.
But it was kind of funny.
Hilarious!
So it's really quite portly homeless guy, right? A bit stinky, but really quite a gut on this man.
Okay.
And he was making his way up the subway car, and he wasn't, like, really trying to bother anybody. He wasn't, like, asking for money or anything. He was just, like, walking up the subway car, and the doors closed, and the train started moving. And as the train started moving, he lost his balance. And I should also say... I kind of started out the story incorrectly in that I should have prefaced this by saying that...
He had no pants on.
Sort of, but that's not where I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say that I was sitting in, like, one of the it's one of the trains, like the F train, where it has three seats that go along the wall and then two seats that stick out sort of perpendicular to the wall. And I was sitting on one of the parallel seats, if you will. And my roommate was sitting in the perpendicular seat to my left that was next to the wall. And then there was this other girl sort of sitting in the perpendicular seat that sort of more stuck out into the aisle, right?
Okay.
And she was, like, maybe 25, 30, and she was blonde and sort of well manicured and everything, and she was, like, reading her book.
One of those.
Yeah,
the type that would wax her legs.
Perhaps. So, the train started going, and this guy, as he's walking past, lost his balance and fell backwards, and he actually, this big, like, 300-pound guy fell right on this girl's lap, and, like, he couldn't even right himself. For, like, 30 seconds, it took him, like, flailing around, and this girl had, like, the ultimate look of horror on her face.
Oh,
like,
really?
Was, like practically sitting on top of my roommate because she was trying to get away from this guy. And to this girl's credit, to this girl's social conditioning, she could have just pushed his ass into the floor.
Okay.
And she didn't. She just kind of, like, became totally defensive and was trying to get away. And finally the guy, like, managed to, like, run himself. But, oh, the icing on the proverbial cake.
The icing on the homeless man.
Is that...
Sorry.
As he was falling back... Well, as he was walking forwards, before he fell backwards, he was wearing, like, a baggy shirt and, like, sweatpants. And as he started falling backwards, you know, his arms came out and his shirt came up and we could see that his pants were down underneath his butt cheeks. And so this guy's ass cheeks were, like, totally, no underwear, totally hanging out. And so he totally fell in this girl's lap with his butt and, like, wiggled around and flailed about. His crack got all over her, and he was stinky, and it was bad. But, like, this girl was totally traumatized, and me and my roommate were, like, dying for the next, like, 10 stops until the girl got off. We thought it was, like, the funniest thing we'd ever seen. It was just so funny.
Wow.
So hilarious or sad? Maybe a little both, right?
I don't know what I think of that. Like, it is sad. It is sad. But if it were, like, a guy from Bay Ridge and he fell down with his ass hanging out, I would have found that really funny.
Yeah.
A 300-pound guy from Bay Ridge.
Really a big guy. Not, like, some skinny, like, I haven't eaten in, you know, 6 weeks. Like, quite ample poundage on this particular gentleman.
So weird butts hanging out.
And it wouldn't even be that. I mean, it would have been funny at the time, but not, like, a good story to retell if it wasn't for the fact that his ass was hanging out. But the ass hanging out was just, like, the... coup d'etat. It was the coup d'etat.
The coup d'etat. The coup d'etat. I don't actually know what coup d'etat means.
It means...
ass hanging out?
No.
Is that French for ass?
It means, like, the...
cootie?
For a direct translation, I don't speak French, but it's sort of like when they overthrow the top of a government, so it's like the taking over of the top.
Oh, but it was all about his bottom, so it should have been the... sans coup d'etat, which would be the opposite.
I don't know why I even said coup d'etat. Thanks for pointing that out.
Sorry. I didn't know what it meant. I thought it might have actually been French for homeless man ass on a manicured girl. I don't know the French. I don't know if I could name two French words. Oh, wait. I could name two. I don't know if I can name three French words.
Okay, what are the two you know?
Bunger, which I make rhyme with plunger somehow.
Bunger.
Bunger. Yeah, that time I was actually trying. And then wee. And I know that because of the movie Clue. Where's the little girl's room? Oh, wait. Is there a little girl's room? Wee wee. No, I just have to powder my nose. That was.
Ba-ding-ching. I thought that was really funny when I was in sixth grade.
Ba-ding ching. I don't know how you do that with this.
I don't know why. When you've got the tambourine, I needed a snap for the snare. I don't know.
Maybe I should have just
played not the snare, but the hi-hat.
I should just start playing music on my legs again.
I think that my, I'm wearing Colleen's nylons on my
head. She's wearing my pantyhose on her head.
But the legs are cut off of it, so I'm really only just wearing the crotch part on my head.
I never actually wore those pantyhose because I've got a thing with wearing pantyhose.
I hate pantyhose.
On my arms. I don't wear them on my legs.
That makes me want to kill myself. Like, of all the things, of all the, like, unpleasant, you know, when you're dressed up, you know, no matter what you're wearing, if you're, like, really well dressed up, then you're sort of uncomfortable. Because dress clothes just don't fit properly for some reason, you know. It doesn't matter what dress shoes, what dress pants, what, you know, what the dress, but, like, of all the things that are uncomfortable, pantyhose are by far the most... Well, I guess I've never worn a G-string. Or a thong. Or anything like that. But aside from that, in my experience...
Our party last week was a BYOG, a bring-your-own-G-string, because I was missing the G-strings on my 12-string guitar. Both of them.
Many times I've made the G-string joke, because yeah, I also used to play cello,
and
there's a G-string.
Only string I ever break. And you would think that I would break the high E, because it's a thinner string, but no. My guitar is all about this joke. My guitar's like, I don't give a fuck about, like, physics. I'm breaking the one that makes you laugh. My guitar is all about the G-string.
It's a comedian. You should name it Jerry Seinfeld.
I am not a fan of the G-string.
What is with this G-string? Why does it always break? I'm sorry, that was my Jerry Seinfeld.
That was beautiful. I'm wearing a G-string. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Ew. That's my impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
He probably has a really white ass with, like, really coarse black hair.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry for doing that to everybody's...
Okay, every show, Annie's going to make some comment that's going to disturb me for the week. It's like, this will hold you over till next week, nightmare-wise. First it was Al Franken's...
genitals flapping wildly.
Yes.
I didn't make that up. That's really in his book.
You did, but then you went the step further and started talking about docile Al Franken genitals.
Why is that any more disturbing?
I don't know, because that...
Frankly, would... flapping wildly.
If they're flapping wildly, I would know to run away, but if they were docile, I wouldn't know.
You'd be somewhat drawn to them.
No.
You'd be like, saying, nice kitty.
He could attack any second.
And then it would bite.
Gah! Yeah, like pounce. His
Franken genitals with teeth.
Oh, man. Where are we going?
I don't know, but I like Al Franken more and more every day. Oh. Every time we talk about him, Colleen.
Oh, Al Franken. Al Franken. He's crazy.
Do you want to talk about getting your legs back?
Oh, yeah. I am.
How you went all the way to Queens, which, for those of you who are tuning in from across this great nation of ours.
Yes.
Queens, we live in Brooklyn, and it's easier to get, well, Staten Island doesn't count, but it's easier to get anywhere in New York City.
Than Queens.
Well, and I guess Bronx is far. I don't know. We just
map,
like to pretend like
old,
Queens is really far.
Yeah, we're a big old chunk. We're like brothers and sisters. Or husband and wives. Is Brooklyn
we're right
and
next to each other. But the problem is the trains don't run from Brooklyn to Queens.
No.
You have to take the train from Brooklyn into Manhattan and then back out into Queens. And so it's...
And then climb a tree and then ring the bell for the secret password.
And then make a raft out of coconuts.
Yeah. And then you...
A transistor radio out of palm fronds. Mm-hmm. Then the professor comes out and tells you what an ass you are. And then...
And then it's like a $5 Metro card, which totally sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's normally two. But they're like, you didn't put the coconuts to the mast right.
Coconut penalty to come to
ding,
Queens.
Ding.
So
I'm just going to keep it in my lap and just jump and see if I can. That's my new noise.
Every time Colleen has a spaz attack, well, no, because the tambourine will go off.
So I went all the way to Queens to get my legs back. And I think the funnier part of the story is the fact that I hadn't realized I forgot to shave my legs since August. It was a subconscious decision. Someone left that I was very happy to see when they were gone. I was like, I'm pouty. I'm going to poop pouty. And,
you're going to poop pouty?
I'm going to poop pouty.
No poo jokes. Stop.
Yes.
It's not time
got
yet.
A couple more shows until that.
Yeah.
But, and then 2 months later, I looked down and I said, where did that come from? What's going on down there? So I just.
The little forest.
Yeah, I basically. And I mean, I. Swam all through college,
Hagiro's
and I wasn't
there.
Allowed to shave my legs, you know, for like 8 months at a time. So for me to shave my legs, I have to really remind myself. So by that point in time, I was like, wow, it's really long. That's kind of funny. And I just...
Oh, yeah, blame it on high school. Oh, I was a swimmer. I just totally forget to shave my legs sometimes.
I was in high school and college, too. I was in high school in college. I majored
really
in high
advanced.
School. I had a minor in middle school. I took a few classes in elementary ed. Oh, wait, that made sense. Crap!
Way to ruin a joke with total logic, Colleen.
Oh,
shit.
Logic. But the moral of the story is there's no real moral. I just got my legs waxed. And it was actually a somewhat enjoyable experience. I mean, it wasn't painful. I found out that it's only really painful on your knees, and unfortunately, I found out it's painful on your toes. Which, for some reason, this woman just took the liberty to wax my freaking feet. Because obviously I must have some kind of hobbit feet.
Well, you know
she
what?
She felt the need to go
Colleen,
there.
Let me just state for the record here. I'm a hobbit-footed individual.
Are you?
Yes.
You have very hairy feet?
Yeah, and I never minded. Well, This is me we're talking about, for one thing. But I was always kind of like, cool hobbit feet. I got the longest hair. And, you know, my hair is, like, blonde as blonde can be. It's almost, like, clear. So it's not really noticeable.
Yeah.
Unless you look at it. Unless I, like, pull my toe hair out, and then you see that it's actually, like, an inch long.
Oh, really?
And curly.
Oh, man.
It's great. I've got really long toe hair. So there have been a few times where I actually let myself give in to sort of the self-consciousness, and I tried shaving. But then it gets to, like, the little pokies on top of my toes, and then it's weird in my socks. And so I'd rather
pokies,
just have hobbit feet.
Stubble? Do you really call stubble pokies?
Yes.
Do you really? Yeah. So, like, if you met a guy that had a 5 o'clock shadow, he'd be like, oh, look at all the pokies on his face.
I don't know if I would refer to, like, men hair as pokies. But this is... This is an Ani Christopher word. This is my ex-girlfriend coming through. Pokies.
Pokies. Well, that makes sense if you're wearing pantyhose, because they poke through.
They do.
Yeah, they pokey.
But there's this one woman comic I saw on Logo, because Logo is, like, the lesbian and gay TV show network, right?
Yes.
And so she's this, like, big bull dyke, and she's pretty funny. And she was like, she was talking about going to a job interview, and she, like, wore a skirt, even though it was really against her nature, because normally she was, like, jeans and a Hawaiian shirt kind of person. And she's like, I wore the skirt, but I didn't wear nylons, because it makes my leg hair look all funny.
No, it's true. Like, and I remember in college...
Oh, I remember my friend in elementary school used to wear nylons.
It makes waves. It's really funny. And, like,
her mom
some
would
of
let
it
her
will
shave.
Go up and some of it will go down. Yeah. It's, like, kind of beautiful patterns. It's, like, leg hair makes paisleys. It's, like, paisley design across your leg. Annie's like, oh.
Annie's eyebrows are raised really high right now.
Very, very high. But, yeah. So I sucked it up, and I went, and I was always curious. And I'm kind of angry at the cinema business right now, because I totally expected it to be this very, like, dramatic, like, whoa! Thing.
Like it was going to hurt really bad?
Yeah. And then I realized it was because anybody that ever gets their legs boxed in movies is always male.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a movie where it's like, I'm a female and I'm going to wax. It's crazy. Yeah, it's
right. Yeah, they get waxed in movies, women, but, like, not... They don't really have a big freak out attack about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, so, I mean, it was, like, nothing. Like, I didn't even notice she was doing it at first. I was like, oh, okay. It's hot.
Well, they're professionals, too, you know. It's like, they know how to do it in the least painful way possible.
Yes. Yes. She put on some Barry White and... Nice. Actually, no, I forced one of my friends to go in the room with me, which they put her position...
Which friend?
Marianne. Ah. Marianne was in the room with me. She was at the end of the bed. So basically, when it was all the lovely leg, because I got the full legs.
Annie's nose is crunched up right
so
now.
So there's a lot of parts where I had to have my, like, one leg really up almost over my head. And it's just like, Marianne's at the end of the bed getting this really not attractive view. She's just trying to hold a conversation. Just like, about anything in life.
She seems like she'd be good at that.
She was. She kept saying she was going to sing waxing songs, but she couldn't think of any waxing songs.
I don't think I know of any. Wax, wax, wax your legs gently down the stream.
Ew, are you peeing?
Merrily, 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 merrily. Waxing's but a dream.
A dream.
Ma.
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 Ma. Ma.
So, yes, anyway. So, you know what? It's well past time to play our first song.
Why don't we play our first song?
I think we should. It's called Work Clothes. It's by...
She with two E's, who is very... She would, I think, appreciate this odd female talk and the idea that, you know, it sucks that women are supposed to shave their legs and have, you know,
non-hobbit
feet.
Well, let's not put ideas into her mouth or something like that. She might. She's very smart. I like she.
I like she, too.
But anyway, so listen to the song. It's called Work Clothes, and we hope you enjoyed as much as we do.
Yes. We're like off tonight.
You think it's that bad?
Oh, I don't. I probably won't think it's that bad when I listen to it again. But right now, I'm just like, it's not funny. But I think last one was so funny, so fucking funny.
Well, it's not gonna be like last one. I have like 20 drunken people in here.
That's true. Why don't we just start to get some of the people off the street?
What?
Why don't we just get some drunk people off the street? There was a guy lying down on the sidewalk outside. Let's bring
him
in.
I saw him.
Yeah, what was going on with that?
I think
he was
on
his cell phone. Because that's, like, the cool thing to do. Maybe it's the boogers that are blocking my funny bone from my brain. La 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 la. Am I close?
La.
Oh, I accidentally hit the note. We're gonna rock out. We're 100-pound pinky. We're here to kick some, kick some, kick some. Pinky, pinky. You can actually kind of rock on that ukulele. Actually, that reminds me.
You must be kidding.
No, you were kicking it. I couldn't do that.
Rawr!
She broke her ukulele. Would you like me to rock out on it? Okay. I think this is what I was expecting last week's show to sound a lot more like. What do you put the boobs? It keeps
on top. Oh, you put the ukulele on top. Well, not on your fucking collarbone, Kelly, but sort of.
That's on top of my boob.
A little lower.
A little lower. I can't. That's on
yes, you
my
can.
Boob.
You can. You're not Dolly Parton.
If it's on my boob, it falls down.
I'm not you kidding. Do whatever you want, Colleen. Don't look at me like that. I'm trying. You're the one who's not even trying.
I am trying. I just feel awkward. Please don't make my wedding day. I'm praying upright ukulele.
Are you going to play tambourine? Cause I've been afraid of changes. Cause I built my life around you. Sorry.
So, this ukulele actually reminds me, the sign of any good party is the pile of shit people leave.
Indeed.
My pile of crap is pretty amazing.
Most of it's mine. But
most of it is yours.
I left most of my stuff downstairs purposely. Because I knew I could just come down and get it.
But I definitely have an extra guitar over there.
Do you really?
I do.
It's probably Marianne's, right?
It is Marianne's, actually. I have an extra guitar. One of the things I've noticed right away in the living room. No, that's my 12-string. Yeah.
Damn it.
It's the other bag.
I'll figure it out. Keep talking.
One of the other things I noticed was there was a pair of tap shoes in my living room that was left because we totally had a tap dancing contest. They're size 10s, which is not my size.
I guess it might be able to fit my feet. Ooh, feed into that.
But that's actually my classical.
I'll play it.
Okay.
Unless you mind.
No, I don't mind. Okay, so we had the tap shoes. We had your ukulele, Marianne's guitar.
My tambourine.
Your tambourine. My friend Nick's iPod. What else? An untouched Delta Burke cake.
I feel like the iPod is sort of the most important.
Yeah, how do you forget that? Okay, I have to get hyper. Why am I so dead?
I'm gonna press pause and like go get excited for a few minutes.
Okay. I only sing when you're done. Notes.
You're good.
Could you even hear what I was saying?
I'm only assuming you play the notes.
Yeah. Let's try it again.
I was too slow.
Up high, down low. Oh, I'm jumping the gun. Pop.
That was on.
Eddie.
Jermaine?
Jackson! I can only speak when you touch the strings. I'm a puppet. I am a puppet of a guitar playing. I was only speaking or singing when you played notes.
I know, but what are you talking about?
I said I'm a puppet of strings, and I said guitar strings.
Ah, poetic.
I was. The moon is cheese. I'd eat it if I could. I'd eat it if I
could. That was bad.
Keep trying to find it.
Dinner's over.
That's where, how Mariah Carey started. That's why she hits all those notes, because she thinks eventually she's going to hit the right one.
There might be.
What?
My capo here.
With just one kiss.
That's not that song.
I know.
I wish I knew
worked.
That song.
I don't know. You could change the world. I have a goatee of a whistle. It's on my head.
Feel better now?
I'm getting there. And it's sugar. I think the Delta Burke cake wore off. Oh, fucking that fuck.
Go get yourself some sugar.
Okay. Pour some sugar on me.
Pour some sugar on me. People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one. Things have just begun. Think I'm gonna have some. Oh, you have to sleep soon, huh?
No, I have to make the comic still.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's okay, but I gotta get live. I'm back.
So, I had another story to tell, and I can't remember what it was. Annoying. Yeah! I like those butter cookies. They're pretty tasty.
They're awesome. They're circus cookies.
The Marianne cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think now that she's seen me juggle, she can give me a job at the circus?
Yes.
I'm not that good a juggler. But wait till I get my clubs this Thursday.
We're going to set them... Annie actually bought... where did you buy them from? A juggling website?
Jugglingstore.com.
That's going to
send me free stuff. But not machetes, I'm afraid, still. Mm. But yeah. Any kind of bean bags or glow-in-the-dark balls you want. Swallow, yes.
I had a big batter cookie.
Circus cookie.
But Annie
but
is
not
getting
animal cookie.
Clubs.
For beating harp seals with.
For beating harp seals. And,
baby harp seals.
Then she's going to take the harp seals and juggle those. Yeah. And it's really, that's what the circus is all about. Because they're like, whoa, we've seen people juggle clubs, but we've never seen people juggle clubbed seals.
Or
this
endangered
awesome.
Species of any kind, right? Yeah. There's no California condors, well, there's no grizzly bears, no panda bears.
That's true. I did once see a man juggle emus.
Those are not endangered.
Oh. In that case, no, there's nothing like it.
You're thinking of the dodo bird, which is extinct.
Yeah, that's sad. Damn you circuses for killing that bird. The dodo bird.
You know what? I think the real demise of the dodo bird was in Alice in Wonderland. Well, Alice, while she was in Wonderland, played croquet with their heads. That's just
no,
right.
It was the flamingos she played at.
Oh, I guess you're right. They were flamingos.
Yeah,
right?
But there were dodo birds.
Weren't there dodos in there
yeah,
somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere. I don't remember exactly what their role was. I haven't seen that in a while. That was scary. Actually, not as scary.
That scared the crap out of me.
Made for
thanks.
TV movie.
Allison with the Jabberwocky? Through the looking glass? Oh my god, the Jabberwocky? My next door neighbor used to tell me, she was a couple years older than me, and she'd be like, the Jabberwocky's coming. And I'd like run home crying. I want to watch that again now. Because I bet it's really cheesy and stupid.
I don't know, because I thought that, I was like, yeah, I was really scared of Return to Oz or whatever it was when I was little. And I was like, oh, I'll watch it
well,
now.
Return to Oz
cheesy.
Is, well, I haven't seen that since I was little either. But I thought
I
that was
know.
Scary too.
It was really terrifying. She removes her head a lot. She's just like, boop. Only doesn't make the pop sound. In the beginning part, the girl's in an asylum and she's like strapped on the bed.
Actually,
and
I don't think I've even seen Return to Oz.
Oh, like, I remember us getting it at the video store, and it was at Christy Hall's party. And we were, like, in third grade, and we thought we were getting Oz, the Wizard of Oz. And we
got the wrong movie. Well, Oz or the Wizard of Oz.
They're different. Oz, the TV show. We were like, we're third grade. We're going to get this thing from the future.
Oh, I'm not thinking of Oz. I'm thinking of The Wiz.
The Wiz. Yeah, that was...
Which is The Wizard of Oz, but different.
Yes, with Michael Jackson.
No.
He was the Scarecrow.
Was he really?
The Wiz.
Was he really?
Yeah, Wizard is with Ben Savage's little brother.
I've never seen that. Yeah. But and maybe when you said Michael Jackson, I was thinking of Captain EO. Which is sort of Wizard of Oz-esque, but it's really not the Wizard of Oz.
It was
maybe
Diana
you're right.
Ross and Michael Jackson.
That Diana Ross, I remember.
I know, because that's when I had my massive Michael Jackson crush.
Ooh. Yeah. Where did those all go? There's like a room in hell full of little girl crushes on Michael Jackson that suddenly just disappeared.
Well, they faded, like his skin. They basically, the whiter he got, the more I was like, no. You're not the guy I fell in love with.
You know.
The guy who would lay down with a tiger for me. Wait, that's
I find
weird.
That the changing shades of Michael Jackson's skin. This might be racially insensitive, but I think it's kind of funny. Should I say it? I don't think it's that racially insensitive. It's just a Michael Jackson joke. It's not like an everybody joke.
Are you going to say he eats babies? Because
no.
That's true.
I was just going to say it's a good way to like... When somebody's making you coffee and you want to indicate how much creamer you want, you can be like, make mine like Thriller era. And then they know not too much creamer, but some.
I don't know if that's racially insensitive or not.
Maybe I'll cut it out.
Cut it out.
Maybe this is the she episode and I really shouldn't have that in there. Whee! So, Michael Jackson's awesome. Totally innocent.
Totally. Totally.
Now you look like the Tin Man.
I do.
But nobody else knows what that means.
Nope. give me something to talk about.
I totally forgot what the hell. I had two stories. One was the man on the subway, and then there was another one. Oh, I remember.
What?
It's very short.
Is it over yet?
So, I had,
Whoa!
I was thinking today, I was out...
Holy!
I was out having a break from work, and a truck went by, because I'm going to just tell you what inspired the train of thought, because otherwise, you'll be like, why were you even thinking about this, because that's so fucking random. And I'll tell you why. The reason being, I was standing outside, and I saw a truck go by that said, Salem Bagels. And so that got me thinking about Salem and Jerusalem, and like, because bagels are like a Jewish food, blah blah blah. So then that got me thinking about how, like, Salem was actually like this city in, you know... America, where all the witches were tried and hanged and stuff. And then I was thinking about Sabrina the Teenage Witch and how their cat's name was Salem and how weird it was that they named their cat after this town where all these witches died. So why would three witches name their cat after a town? It's like a bunch of Jewish people naming their cat Auschwitz. That's fucked up. Why would they name their cat that?
In the cat's defense, I believe he gave himself the name.
That's likely, because he was sort of a highly intelligent, puppet-like animatronic cat.
Well, he was actually a man
I know.
That got turned into a cat. How do you think of that? He was a cat. I don't know how to play any other notes. Yeah, I'm so disappointed that you cannot play She's Like the Wind on the Accordion, because it's all push notes.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be like...
Well, if you have, like, a decent accordion, then it doesn't matter if you're pulling or pushing. The problem is that you have a really cheesy accordion. I had the same accordion.
It hurt you.
I was.
It's okay, baby.
Sucked into the same $30 lie.
Oh god! Oh, it's not making noise. It's not as funny. I'm getting attacked silently.
That's hilarious. So, that was my other big story. You talk about something. I brought up the three main subjects of the night. Well, I tell you what. Hey, so maybe it's time for our second song.
I think we need to have something entertaining in the middle.
You know what? I thought we were doing fine until you said we weren't doing fine. And then I got self-conscious about it.
I think, oh, sorry. We were doing good. We were doing amazing. We were...
Oh, shut up, Colleen.
We were. Soda. Maybe soda will help. Maybe,
Just press stop. Uh-huh. Because all this...
I was just telling Annie I'm eating loudly. I've been having the shittiest week. I don't even know if that
she
was
has.
A sentence.
She's calling been having a shitty ass week. Mm. Anyway, make me some cookies. I'll be right back.
Okay. I had like a breakdown. I don't want to tell people this.
And yet you are.
Nah, I'm not gonna. But let's just say, I'm an emotional gal sometimes. I cry at commercials. You know, if they're particularly happy, I cry. I cry the ending of Riverdance every single time.
Riverdance? You've seen Riverdance? Yeah.
Oh, not in person. The videotape. Because they all get together and it's really? Like, everybody knows the song.
Isn't it just emotional? You're an emotional book. Oh.
Yeah.
New Orange.
I cried the end of Monty Python the Holy Grail every time. I'm like, they didn't get the grail. Okay, I'm totally lying about that one. But
you're kidding now.
You called me an emotional dork. But,
Okay. Yeah, I see the correlation.
That would be that.
But now you're lying.
That's true.
So go on, talk about your bad week.
Oh, but I was just like, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Like, you know, work was just ridiculous. And my boss went on maternity leave a year and a half ago, and I took over her job. That's cool, you know, because I was doing my job and her job, and I was like, okay, there's relief in sight, this is good experience, I get to go fly around the world, aka the three main cities in the United States, aka Kansas City in Dallas, aka...
Yeah, those are totally the three main cities in the United States.
Well, they're the three main, like, convention cities. It's like Dallas, Chicago, and Saucy. I forgot the name of the city I'm going to tomorrow.
Saucy?
Saucy, is that it? Kansas City? Oh, that's it. That's
it. The fuck is Saucy?
I was trying to think of the name of the city and it came out as Saucy. Kansas City, it's Saucy.
How did you come out with Saucy?
Because that's their thing. You know how they have,
that makes
like,
no sense.
What stays in Austin goes in Austin.
You're thinking of Las Vegas.
Oh.
What happens in Las
and
Vegas
you know,
stays in Las
New
Vegas?
New York, the city that doesn't... You know, let their homeless men wait. The city that doesn't exfoliate. I was actually going to say the city that doesn't let their homeless men wear underwear.
But that too.
That's too big for the bumpers. Yeah. So they cut it down to the city that doesn't exfoliate.
Their ass cheeks.
Their homeless men who aren't wearing underwear in very small print. So Kansas City, the Saucy City, as it's known by the people that...
Did you really try to tell me that the name of the city was Saucy, though?
I was thinking of the S's in it, and I was like, oh, it starts with an S. And I started going.
But you just said Kansas City like 3 seconds before it.
Yeah, but I forgot. It's been a bad week.
What the hell?
Like, to say I haven't been sleeping is like an understatement and a half. And
I think you need to sleep for like 3 days.
Yeah. Some people that are regulars on the forum might have noticed that when was it?
Night?
Sunday. Last Sunday. Not the day yesterday, but the week before. I kind of broke the forum. Whoops. What I did was I was trying to rename the section that said news to have it say Playground Ghosts, because that was the name of the new collective that got together. And hi, guys. Hello, Chris. Hello, Dave. Exclamation point. We can cut that part out. Yeah, let's cut that out because it pissed me off.
How much would I leave that in?
No. So, I changed the word news to read Playground Ghosts. And little did I know that when you change the word, it deletes any posts connected to that. Meaning I deleted 500 posts. And, like, I called up my server and I was, like, freaking out! And they were so nice about it, and they're like, okay, within the next couple hours, we're going to put this thing on your FTP, and you could just use that to back up. You know, unfortunately, you'll have to go back to Friday, so you're going to lose a lot of posts, but, you know, it's something. And then they didn't post it for, like, 12 hours. And I waited. And I just kept going, reload, reload, like, every 10 seconds. And finally I got it.
So last night, after you stopped talking to me...
I stayed up.
You stayed up?
I stayed up until 4:30 or 5. And then I finally fell asleep, and I woke up at 7, realized the backup was finally there, and then I hope my boss isn't listening to this one. I pretended to have to go get dry cleaning. I called up, and I called in not sick. I called in dry cleaning. I was like, I gotta pick up pants. I'm gonna be late, because the dry cleaner doesn't open till 10? Like, some ridiculous excuse. Like, I couldn't even just say I'm sleeping late or I'm having a crisis. So I was able to get that back up, at least mostly. So that was kind of crappy. But luckily, I'm going to the Saucy City, and everything in the Saucy City is... I just spit all over my bottle lip. Did you see that?
That's what the pop filter's for. Oh, that was a gross noise.
Even look at the shape of it. That's weird. Sometimes I'm fascinated. Like, I like when we tape to watch the actual sound noises. Because I'm kind of interested in the way I laugh is perfectly, it's like geometrically beautiful. I have a geometrically beautiful laugh. Ha ha ha, ha. Look at that. That's pretty. Okay, that's not my real laugh.
Well, Helene does have like a very staccato laugh, and then you see like perfect little like...
I can't do
blips.
It
I don't know how to like describe it.
Yeah, it's like perfect little...
Me, when I laugh, it's like... Ah! So you just get like one big loud blob. But like when Colleen
laughs,
it's
like... It's kind of like a hydra. Like, do you remember hydras from the class? The ones that you can cut off their heads and they would grow another hydra?
The six-headed snakes?
No, that's from mythology. I thought it was called a hydra.
It is called a hydra.
Oh. Ooh.
It's from mythology. Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
There was a... it wasn't single set because it had eyes, at least in the illustrations in the books, but you could cut it and it would grow a new one. That's how they had sex.
Sort of
reproduced.
Like
that's the term I'm looking for. Not have sex.
One of those things? Paramecium?
No. It's a hydra. I'm almost positive. Someone on the forum, tell me what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, apparently there are...
Actually, not even the hydra thing. Just tell me what I'm thinking of right now. I'll give you a hint. It doesn't involve Spuds McKenzie. Oh, they're gonna guess that. That's easy. Let me try again.
Yeah, this is really fascinating radio. I was trying to think of there was some kind of like a worm that we used to dissect when we were little. When we were in high school, that was like a worm. It was very small. And it started with, I think it started with a PH, but it made like an F sound. Can't think of what it is.
Is that helping you remember?
It was the same thing. It was the same thing where you could like cut it in half and it would like regrow, but I can't remember what it's called. Mm. But we used to take, you know, the Monty Python, I'm a Lumberjack and I'm Okay?
Yes.
We used to sing, I'm a hermaphrodite and I'm okay. We could do the big nasty any old way. Because it could reproduce that way. It was great. Hermaphroditic.
Wow.
But I can't remember what the hell it was.
Did your teacher teach
you this? It was like some kind of a little tiny flatworm, and it had like little weird looking eyes. They weren't really eyes, but they looked like two.
They were like kind of on the sides, yeah. Right? That's what I'm talking about. I thought that was a hydra.
It may have more than one name.
A phydra?
A hydra is a mythological creature.
No, I know.
That
I know.
Hercules had to kill, and it had like, it was like a snake with six heads. Which is probably where it got the name of the little thing that you're talking about. Shit, let's stop talking about this, because we don't know what we're talking about. Did we ever introduce the second song? I don't think we ever did.
No.
This even takes some serious editing.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's my fault. Sometimes it's my fault. Because I'm so freaking moody. I just want to cry again. It's so bad.
Let's stop talking about the things that ail you. Because it makes you sad. It really brings down your mood.
It really does. I need to find a new job, and I don't have any skills for anything.
You probably make more than I do. How much money do you make?
Now or when I started?
Now.
Now, 31.
I make 28.
I started at 24.
Oh, that's less than what I started at. But I can tell you both my roommates make more than I do, so.
Yeah. They both make more than I do.
I think they do, actually. I didn't know that, though. I thought Liz made about the same that I do.
That's why she spends so much on clothes.
She must, because I'm like, where does it go?
She never has money.
Because you spend way the hell less than, you spend like $100 less than I do on rent. I don't know.
Crazy.
And then Evan just sits on all of his money. Like, why don't I make that much money?
He lays it. He lays money eggs.
Ew. Yeah,
it's frustrating. But the money thing isn't really the problem. I mean, it sucks that, like, I've been working lately until like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And then I get home and like to get home and find out my bank account is -$64 and I'm working that long. It's just so depressing.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Especially considering it's, I mean, yeah, you have like a studio apartment, but it's like, it's not like it's in Manhattan or anything. Like,
yeah, and I mean, like, extravagant. That's my one big expense a month, and I make other compensations because of it, because I like this place a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Okay, let's do an introduction for the second song.
Okay. So, I think it's about time to play our second song.
Yes.
What's it called, Colleen?
It's curled. It's curled.
It's curled. It is probably
kind of curled. It's called My Girl, and then in parentheses, Kitty Kitty. And I am very, very amused by the song. And I talked to we wrote back and forth, and she is really fantastic. Like,
yeah.
Everything she was saying really hit me really hard. Like, I really am a crazy, raging feminist deep down. Not so deep down, actually. Despite the fact I waxed my legs this month.
You hadn't for, like, 6 months or 2 months.
Yeah. I hadn't done anything. But just the things we were talking about, and she was saying that this song is not obscene. Some people take it as being obscene, but really what it is, it's just celebrating all the things about being a woman, you know.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know that, and I know that.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, other people listening. But
some people are ass whores.
Ass whores?
Ass whores.
Oh, I thought it was, like, you know, like, dinosaurs, only they were asses, like, assasaurs.
Assasaurs. That was my,
And that would be a guy that was, like, an asshole, but he's only an asshole because
like
his mindset is so...
It's like frickin' instead of fucking... Little.
Oh,
Ear sores.
I
don't know. Let's go on.
Well, what I'm just saying.
I'm tired. Is that,
her stuff is really good. Like, she's really, really a fantastic artist, like, musically, mm-hmm. but her words are really freaking good.
Yeah, like I said before, she's very smart.
Yeah, and just so you guys can find out more about her, her website is www.she, and that's she with two E's, so it's S-H-E-E, music.com.
That's right.
Look at me spelling something correctly. Thank you for having a short name. Woo! I can't spell music, though. Music is actually one of those words I have trouble spelling.
Cheetahs sometimes. Eat Fruit Loops in the morning. .com. Dolphins with something weird.
Giraffe will come to your... No, giraffe rides to your office.com was the one I made up. Which, I wonder if that domain is open. I never checked.
You should try it. What was the Dolphins one that we had before?
Dolphins...
Kicking field goals or something? Tricked out. Or...
Dolphins kicking field goals during soccer games.
You're not snowflake.
Crazy. It was Dolphins tricked out with subwoofers.
Subwoofers.com.
But that was really we thought hard it was Dolphin to... baseball teams. Or
Dolphins striked out.
Dolphins striked out.
That was
fun. Oh, Pons. Who, their
we're such dumbass.
Keyboard player showed up to the party and was very, fairly awesome.
With his mustache and all.
Yes, exactly.
We enjoyed his company.
Yes, we did. We did. But we are going to play the second song by She, and I believe her album just came out.
Just dropped.
And it is called, actually, Vaginal Erections, which I think is a fairly awesome name for an album.
Yes, indeed.
It is. And this song is called, again, My Girl, Kitty Kitty. That's the sound of the vagina working on the train.
Sound of Winona Ryder popping ping pong balls off her out of her coochie. Nice, Kelly. I'm just gonna keep that sound because it's funny. Oh, now she's snorting, people. Oh. God, it's time for this girl to go to bed.
Oh, so before I fell backwards in the chair, I was about to thank She for being our musical guest. So thank you so much. That was freaking awesome. I can't stop saying that.
Yes.
I'm going to try that again.
Freaking awesome.
Thank you so much, She. I didn't need to put the freaking awesome, though it was. It was. Stop staring at me like I'm saying stupid things. I'm self-conscious.
Colleen, hide in your armband.
I have fit. Ow. I hit things. And now
it's time to say goodbye.
Night. Kate as well. Oh, we're really sorry to see you. What did she say?
I don't know.
I was singing too loudly. They were stupid
anyway.
And
what? I can find that note eventually. You see us. This is bad. Never mind.
It was kind of pretty at first.
It was pretty at first.
Oh, la 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 la. That's my impression of an old woman singing to the guitar.
You gotta hold the bottom note. And then
or I can go up that note. Hey, look, there it is.
That's what we sound like, making bad noise.
Wow. Janet Jackson has no ribs. She doesn't even eat them. That was my Janet Jackson song. Should I send my...
What?
What? Ooh, there.
That was bad, too.
Llamas and amoebas.
La da da. Llamas and amoebas. La da da.
Llamas.
Skip it a body.
La da
da. Doop, doop.
Amoebas.
La da da.
Whoa.
Da, da.
We
gotta stop this podcast.
Do you think there's enough stuff in there to use?
What are we, like, in an hour already or something?
Almost. Let's go 2 more minutes and be hysterical. Kansas City, it's saucy! Annie, she's wearing something crazy on her head.
This guy fell over on the train.
He was wearing no pants on his butt. This is the shape of
big old round booty.
My mama wears a moo moo.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I fucked up the lyrics of the song once, twice.
I got a Delta Bird cake. I got a Delta Bird cake. Nobody ate it at my party. I got a Delta Bird cake. I was in a bad mood last night. Ate half a Delta Bird cake. It was in my stomach and it hurt if I touch it. Ate half a Delta Burke cake. Delta Burke! This is the part where Delta Burke would jump into the room and just be like, ooh.
Me!
Yeah. And she'd be like wearing all sequins in a business suit. I had a Delta Burke cake. Delta Burke came and ate it all up. I had a Delta Burke cake. Delta Burke's a bitch. I wanted to finish it.
It had chocolate.
Frosting.
And it was delicious, my friend. It was a yellow cake. And it seemed that there would be no end
to it.
So we ate it when we felt no
fork.
Good.
It was in my stomach.
And it tasted sweet upon
magic in my stomach. Magic in my stomach.
But then Delta Bird came and she stole our cake.
She ate it all
that
up.
Bitch,
that
she stole
evil
our
whore.
Cake. God damn it, she fucking stole our cake. Even though we deleted all the messages in our forum. Kind of rhymes with whore.
Kind of. Let's go. Delta Bird stole our cake. Delta Bird is a big fat fake. She hasn't had a show since signing women that anybody's watched other than my mother.
Why are we still talking
about her? Delta Burke, she ate my cake. Delta Burke,
she stole our cake.
Delta Burke, she stole our cake. I wish Patrick Swayze was here instead. La, cake.
Yeah, it's the moral of our story.
Moral of our story. Delta Burke.
Instead of yelling.
Our cake. Delta Burke's a big fat fake. Delta Burke, she used to be in a beauty pageant when she was in black and white pictures. According to the website that they have, they have lots of images of her.
She won a beauty pageant? Was it plus size beauty pageant? Or was
no,
it,
it was a... She won beauty pageants like in the 60s, I think. And the only pictures you could find are in black and white, of course, of her in the beauty pageant. So before Delta Burke colorized herself, she was hot. Delta Burke colorized herself? Yes, colorized, a.k.a. grew older as technology did too. All right, I think it's about time for us to go. So I'd like to say a very special thank you to She. And make sure
you go
visit her site. And I guess I should say this is Colleen A.F. Venable, and I seriously did eat half a Delta Burke cake by myself.
But to your credit,
I waxed my legs.
You don't look like Delta Burke now that you've eaten the Delta Burke cake.
So sweet.
You still look very nice in your little tiara.
My tiara.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for tuning into our show.
Thank you. And you.
We really enjoy that you listen to us each week.
Not you. You back there, you're kind of creepy.
So my name's Annie. I say goodnight to all you kids not feeling right. We need a little comic relief from your lives.
That was pretty.
Good night, everybody.
Good night!